and Tasty Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie the Coffee Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you from Whittier, California. On behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Norblin, his orchestra, Nita Gordon, Mortimer Sturge, Pat Patrick of Ursel Swing, and our special guest, Linda Darnell. And here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, thank you, you lovely Whittier, I feel. It's a pleasure to be here. Smile, Bergen. What's the trouble with you?
Dalian, I'm sore all over.
Well, now what have I done?
Oh, it's not you. I should have known better than to play football with your gang.
Yeah?
Look at my eye and my head.
Look like you ran into a revolving haymaker.
Tell me, Jolly, does my black eye, does it look bad?
No, Bertie. It seems to put color in your face, Ozzie. Wait till I tell Noble about this. All right.
Now, Charlie, please now. Could you make an effort to keep this a secret?
Well, you might try gagging me with a dollar bill.
No. What did you want to... Oh, Edgar, why are you limping?
Well, he put all his money in one shoe.
Why I am limping, Ray, is my business.
Well, from the looks of you, old boy, you must be in a frightfully horrid business.
Yeah. Well, I had a little accident.
I should say, look at that bump on your head.
Yes. Who knows? I may have injured my brain.
I wouldn't worry about a little thing like that.
I say, hey, girl, but aren't you using just a bit too much eyeshadow, you know?
Ray,
yeah.
That happens to be a black eye.
Yes. Just gracious, if I can see it. Did you try putting a beefsteak on it?
Yes, I did, yes. I got a dollar's worth of beefsteak at the butcher shop.
You did? Where is it?
It's under his eyelid.
Edgar, you still haven't told me what happened to you.
Well, I was playing football with Charlie's pals.
Oh. Yeah.
Pals, the little gangsters.
I say, Edgar, isn't that a little bit ridiculous for you, I mean?
Well, of course, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, and you never were, Edgar.
Oh, come on, Charlie, let him have his fun. After all, he's only old once.
Well, I will say one thing for myself. I was game. I tried.
Yes, I'll say that for you. What you lack in muscle, you make up for in flabbiness.
But you know, Edgar, seriously, years ago, I used to play quite a bit of football.
You did?
Oh, yes. Oh, once I made an 80-yard run.
Well, now, that's good.
Oh, yes. I crossed the 50-yard line and the 30-yard line and then crossed the goal.
Well, good for you. That must have made a hero out of you, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The only thing was that the referee was a stickler for detail, you know.
The referee?
Yes.
I see. What did he object to?
Well, it seems that I'd neglected to take the ball with me.
Oh, I see. Well, we all make mistakes.
After all, it's only a game. I don't
know. That's what it was. Yes, yes. Well, I've had my troubles too, you know. You know, some ruffian grabbed the seat of my pants and tore them.
Hey, good old Bergen, I knew you'd come through.
Yeah. But I kept right on going to make a touchdown, and suddenly everything went black.
Especially your eye.
Yeah. You know, I turned my ankle and tripped on my foot.
You were a victim of self-tackleization.
Yeah, then they all tackled me. Tell me, Charlie, what happened to my neck?
Well, Skinny Dugan mistook your head for the ball.
Oh, I started running with my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
He must have let it snap back too hard.
Yeah.
You were certainly a mess, Bergen.
Well, didn't you tell the kids, Charlie, to go easy on me, you know, that I would treat them all to sodas if they would?
Yeah, I told them.
Well, then why did they pile up on me that way? They had both my arms crossed behind me.
Well, we call that the double wing back.
I see.
I never saw a guy wrapped up in himself like you were. And out cold, too.
Yeah. How did you revive me?
Well, we held you up by your feet.
I see.
Yeah, with very good results, too.
I see.
Yeah.
That brought me two.
No, but it brought us $3.
I see.
And And I think it was the jingle that woke you up.
Well, what happened then? Did you finish the game?
No, we all turned pro.
Turned pro?
Yeah. We accepted your money and bought sodas that you promised us.
I see.
Like these, you're out to make sure that every penny spent brings you full value. You know why women all over the country buy more royal puddings than any other kind? Because they're not only easy on your budget, but they taste more delicious. Yes, when 1,052 royal users told why they switched to royal from other popular brands, 8 out of every 10 said royal puddings taste more delicious. Not just delicious, but more delicious. The minute you taste royal butterscotch pudding, you say more delicious, too. Now, here's real butterscotch flavor, rich, mellow, and mouth-watering. Reminds you of homemade butterscotch boiling and bubbling in the candy kettle. Smooth as satin, too, creamy textured. Yes, it's sheer pudding perfection. Get royal puddings from your grocer tomorrow. There's no need any longer to put up with flavorless wartime brands. Insist on genuine royal puddings. Remember, 8 out of every 10 say royal tastes more delicious. Not just delicious, but more delicious. And yet, royal puddings cost only a few pennies a serving.
Well, look who's here. It's Mortimer.
Oh, shucks. Do you have to remind me? Beg my pardon. Yeah.
I didn't see you come in. Where did you spring from?
What?
I say, where did you spring from?
Well, I ain't sprung.
You ain't sprung. Oh.
I just look that way. Oh, I see. Ain't that disgusting?
Yeah, I believe you have the hiccups.
Well, either that or I've been breathing with jerk propulsion.
Yeah.
I feel like I swallowed a boomerang. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Hiccuping is just the sudden arrest of one's breathing by a momentary spasmodic contraction of the diaphragm and a simultaneous contraction of the glottis.
So that's what excuse me.
Well, it's mainly the action of your diaphragm. The diaphragm.
My frying pan?
No, not your frying pan. A diaphragm?
Well,
what do you have between your stomach and your chest?
A mole.
No, no.
No, Mortimer. I'm talking about your diaphragm.
Oh, that thing, yeah. Diaphragm.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I ain't worn none of them since I was a baby.
No.
Diaphragm.
Excuse me.
Have you tried any of the usual cures?
Yeah, I buried an old dead cat at high midnight.
At high midnight.
Now, how do you think that can cure hiccuping?
No, I don't know. There's tricks to every trade, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, is that all you've tried?
Well, Charlie told me to fill my mouth with water.
With water?
Yeah, and sit on the stove till it boiled. I didn't think much of that, though. No.
Well, one well-known cure for hiccups is to stick out your tongue. Stick it out as far as you can.
Yeah?
Now, you try sticking out your tongue.
Well, any special direction?
No, no.
Now, go ahead, Mortimer. Stick out your tongue.
Which end?
Oh, there.
And maybe holding your breath while counting would get better results.
Yes.
Now, you look into my eyes.
Well, I'm looking into your eyes now, yeah.
Yeah, now count 10.
Well, you've only got two of them. You can't count it more than never mind.
The surest way to stop hiccups is by scaring a person. Now, you've heard of that.
Scaring a person?
Yes, that's a very good way.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. Boo!
No. You're the one who's supposed to be frightened by some horrible or gruesome thing.
Oh, I'm the one.
Yes. Use your brains, or what will all these people think of you?
What people?
Why, the audience out there.
Have we got an audience over there?
Well, sure. Well, look at them out there.
Where?
Well, there. People out there. Mortimer, you're frightened by these nice-looking people. Mortimer, your stupidity is beyond comprehension.
Beyond what?
Beyond comprehension.
Well, how did you get way over there?
I don't know. Charlie, Linda Darnell is going to drop in and see us today. Yes.
Oh, I just can't wait to welcome Linda with open arms.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be quite so informal, Charlie. After all, she has just starred in Forever Amber.
Well, I'll be satisfied if she just stays forever, Linda.
I heard what you said, Charlie.
Oh, did you? Ooh, Miss Linda Darnell.
Miss Darnell, we are all slaves to your beauty, and I bow low in tribute before such charm.
Oh!
Charlie, will you help me up?
Yeah, okay.
Well, he tried, yes.
Well, I thank you for those very pretty words, and in return for your lovely reception, I bring a gift for Charlie.
Oh, goody. Let me pucker up and close my eyes.
Oh, no, Charlie, it isn't a kiss.
Aw. Well, at least fan me, though, with those long eyelashes.
What is in the box, Linda?
Well, Edgar, this being Columbus Day, I brought Charlie a globe of the world.
A globe of the world. Oh, it is just what I needed.
Well, maybe it ain't, but it sounds nice.
That's a very appropriate gift, Linda. The fact that the world is round is accepted as a matter of course today. But Columbus proved this to be true with the most daring voyage of all time.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Well, you see, Charlie, since boyhood, Columbus had followed the sea.
Did he ever catch up with it?
No. He sat on the shores day after day.
He was a bum.
No, wait.
No, Charlie. You see, he was watching the boats going out to sea and kept wondering why the boats seemed to sink over the horizon.
Well, maybe the bottom fell out.
No.
Maybe he ran into a water pocket. Maybe the ocean wasn't level.
All right, please.
Well, I'm trying, gee whiz.
All right, yes. No, the conclusion he came to was that the world was round. And if he kept sailing in one direction, he'd circle the globe.
And this theory is known as the Columbus Circle.
Oh, now, please.
I still say the guy's a bum.
All right. Columbus thought he could find a shorter route to the Spice Island.
Oh, I seen him on bum.
Oh.
I think the guy was off his nutmeg.
Yeah.
What are the Spice Islands?
Well, Charlie, they include Japan, Sumatra, and Java.
Speaking of Java...
Yes, Ken?
You know, Java to me means coffee, and coffee means Chase and Sanborn. You see, the new improved Chase and Sanborn is the most satisfying coffee you've ever tasted. It's a new blend now, a richer, improved blend, a new flavor sensation. In fact, the new Chase and Sanborn is the richest, most flavorful coffee, penny for penny, that money can buy. So the better you like coffee, the better you like Chase and Sanborn now. The new blend has more of everything you want, and especially shade-grown flavor. That extra flavor comes from finer coffee, slow-grown under taller shade trees. And you get that flavor in overwhelming abundance and at the top of its form. Because every pound of the new Chase and Sanborn is vacuum-packed at its flavor peak, fresh from roasting. No other container in the world can give you so much flavor so fresh. Make the most of this grand opportunity. Enjoy the new blend now. Remember, penny for penny, this is the finest, richest, most flavorful coffee that money can buy. Now is the time to ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Our lovely Anita Gordon now sings the beautiful new ballad, You Do.
Beautiful, Anita. Very beautiful. But whatever happened to Columbus?
Well, when he sent a note to the Queen, and one morning, as King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella sat reading through the morning mail while enjoying their breakfast, the King said,
"Oh, dear, dear.
What irks you, Your Majesty?"
"Oh, it's this breakfast cereal I'm eating. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't crunch. It doesn't snap." "I tell you, the silence is driving me mad."
"Well, tell me, what do you find so absorbing in the Morning Gazette?"
"Well, I'm simply trying to find out if Dick Tracy got away from the Arabs yet."
"Oh, sir, there's a creditor here from the Candleworks regarding your light bill."
"Oh, bills. That settles it. We've just got to get a bigger wastebasket."
"That reminds me, Linda Bella, yes. I've just been reading a letter from an explorer chap named Columbus or something. Thinks the world is round. No doubt a little touched in the head."
"Oh, a relative of yours, dear?"
"No, dear, but he takes from the same psychiatrist I do. He wants us to give him some ships so he can prove the world is round."
"Why, that sounds rather exciting. Why don't we give him the ships?"
"I say no. No, no!"
"Stop trying to act like Molotov."
"Excuse me, Your Majesty. I was just wondering whether I could join you here for a little smorgasbord."
"Oh, yes, Admiral Swenson, you're just the very man I want to see. There's a Mr. Christopher Columbus who wants us to give him some ships to sail around the world. Now, what do you think?"
"Well, I think that this here Christopher is a screwball. And he'll end up in Davy Jensen's locker."
"But he's asking for three ships."
"Well, I see nothing to justify this here junket. The yurt will just be flotsam going somewhere to Jetsam."
"Well, why do you think he will meet with disaster?"
"Well, because of the sea serpents and that they're monsters."
"Monster?"
"Yes, dear." "Oh, I thought you called me him."
"One hears a great deal about these monsters. When is the best time to see them?"
"Well, usually right after the cocktail hour."
"You're not afraid of them, are you, Admiral?"
"Well, no. I would go myself, Sweeney. Only I have a little trouble with my compass."
"Also with your dialect."
"Yeah."
"Oh, Christopher Columbus fascinates me. Show him in."
Yeah, this will be amusing, this yibber-yabber. I must say I'm enjoying it."
"Oh, no. I wish to talk to him alone."
"Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's how this is there. Well, I go now. Hello."
"Hey, Tank, I'll join you. Hello."
"Your Majesty, announcing his explorer ship, Christopher Columbus."
"Greetings. I am Christopher Columbus."
"And I am Her Not So Highness, Queen Linda Bella."
"How come Her Not So Highness?"
"Some crumb fell off the legs of my throne."
"Oh." "Oh, Queen. Well, they can't all be good." "Finance my expedition, I'll prove that the world is as round as your pretty little head. And I'll bring you precious gems that sparkle like your eyes."
"Oh, Columbus, tell me more."
"Oh, Queenie, give me the money, will you?"
"Well, I'd like to, Chris, but I haven't got any money."
"Well, Queen, did you look? Are you sure you haven't got a few thousand tucked away in your stocking?"
"Oh, of course not."
"Well, let's just look to make sure."
No, I have no money."
"Well, would you be... you could have if you melted down that heavy old gold crown of yours."
"Well, I couldn't do that, but I do have some crown jewels here in this chest. Now, let me see."
"Yeah, let's put them
on. I could let you have this ruby, and the pearl, and the emerald."
"Win, place, and show." "Oh, Your Majesty, you are so kind."
"Is that enough?"
"Well, that will buy one ship."
"Oh, you need more?"
"Well, yes, but I just couldn't impose on you.
Well, force yourself.
Putty, putty, putty. You have the radiance of a sunset and the fresh, delicate beauty of a rose, sopping wet with morning dew.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, thank you, another Wessel. Queen, may I kiss you?
Well, you might as well. History will never believe it any other way.
Yeah. Okay. Suck her up, Queen.
I hit the jackpot for you. Well, here's the police dog. I do.
Brown?
Yeah.
Me goes.
Yeah. Oh.
My name is Brown.
Yeah.
My name is My name is Ursula Twing, and I'm a ship salesman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I have rigs, yawls, sloops, and some double ginger peachy schooners with genuine inlaid barnacles.
Do you have a sail on ships?
Well, yes and no. You see, I do not exactly have a sail on ships, but I do have some ships with sails on them.
Well, she means, do you have any bargains?
Well, I have one that was owned by an old lady, but she never used it very much.
Well, does she handle well?
How's that?
Does she handle well?
Well, yes, you keep her nose to the wind.
The what?
Who, the old lady?
No, the boat. Well, she's really more of a sloop than a catch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, tell me, is the old lady a good catch?
Is the old lady... Do you want... For goodness sakes, my gosh, is she? Why, she owns 3 breweries and a grape ram.
Then why don't you catch her?
Well, I tried to, but I got into all kinds of trouble. I gave her a ring of rubies, and Ruby found it out.
Oh.
You will go out of your way to give him a good deal, won't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll bend over backwards.
You will.
Well, no, I won't exactly bend over backwards either because, you see, I have a slipped-up sacroiliac.
Yeah. Looks like your face is a little out of joint, too.
Well, that's very smart, but if you're going to take that attitude, you can just go paddle your own canoe and all the way to America, too. Goodbye, Ion.
Say that saves the day. We mean something pleasant has happened, like this. Good news, ladies. Royal Gelatin Desserts are coming back, and they're better than ever. Children especially love Royal Gelatin Desserts with their gay, tempting colors and luscious fruit-like flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, pineapple, orange, lemon, lime. So look for Royal Gelatin. If your grocer doesn't have them yet, remember, we're shipping them to him as fast as we can. So keep asking. Surprise your family with Royal Gelatin Dessert and hear the cheers it gets. And royal puddings are plentiful again, those super-duper more delicious royal puddings. And 1,052 told why they switched to Royal from other popular brands. 8 out of 10 said royal puddings taste more delicious. Not just delicious, but more delicious. And you'll agree when you try royal chocolate pudding. Has a wonderful flavor, reminds you of fine milk chocolate. And yet royal pudding costs only a few pennies a serving. Get royal gelatin desserts and royal puddings at your grocer's tomorrow. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when our guest will be Lily Pond. Curtis on L is going to be seen in their left annex, 20th Century Fox, Technicolor Production, Forever Amber. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Whittier Union High School, Whittier, California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.